From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Theo and Brenna.
Another sunrise without you here, and I am sure you're fine, it's clear you move on like a storm. That I don't fear a storm that makes me sleep well when it's near. And like the rain on my roof as I'm laying in my bed, something keeps on pounding in my head. Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? In the moment that I realized, did you already know that love for you is nothing more than to say no? Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? I miss your smile on the long days. So much more than that, I miss the way you were. It's abstract, but to me it's real. I never felt the way you made me feel. I like a wonder of the world that I'm never gonna see. I know you're out there somewhere without me. Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? In the moment that I realized, did you already know that love for you is nothing more than reason to say no? Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? It's been long enough to wish you the best. I hope you find a love that stands the test of time. Meanwhile, I'm gonna be alone, wishing for the love that I had known. And I'll be a man, I'll get over you, but I still can't help asking if you knew that you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go. In the moment that I realize that you already know that nothing more than a reason to say no. Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go?
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 680th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Theo and Brenna McMillan. They are originally from Winchester, Kentucky. You will hear the sounds of bluegrass, old country, and their roots-influenced original material. Please welcome Theo and Brenna to the Red Barn stage.
Well, I wish I was the wind, blowing clouds across the sky, moving on the tops of mountains. I kiss away the tears you cry.
To the ground, bringing love to where I landed with peaceful healing sound.
Now ask of you, my love, if it's me you're dreaming of, close your eyes and whisper a prayer that God would breathe upon us there. The wind and rain, and my love for you is true.
Bringing love seeds of longing,
it was in the rain it grew. I'll ask of you, my love, it's me you're dreaming of. Close your eyes and whisper a prayer that God would breathe upon us of you, my love, if it's me you're dreaming of, close your eyes and whisper a prayer that God would breathe upon us there.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Hey, thanks, Renee. Tonight we are with Theo and Brenna. It's great to have you all here and really enjoying your music. And you've been here before.
I have.
Yeah,
have
this you? Is my first time.
This is his first time.
This is your first time.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Brenna, maybe before I forget, could you tell us more about that sort of circumstance that had you standing before
the frog?
Her wonderful... No, I was thinking more along the lines of Emmylou.
Emmylou. I got a text. It was kind of like, you know, a... behind the door kind of a text that, hey, Emmylou's going to be at this one place tonight, you know, so you better make it out there.
Oh, down in Nashville.
Yeah, down in Nashville.
Gotcha. Right.
And so I made it on down there, and I was all excited, and we tried to dance as close to the stage as we could so that we could just stare at – it was her and Vince Gill down there. So we stared at them a lot then instead of really focusing on dance moves.
Like everybody who was there, if there were girls or guys, were just trying to couple dances – close to the stage,
close to
as,
the
possible.
Stage as possible. Yeah, because there was lots of people in there. I guess a lot of people got that backdoor text there. So she got off the stage and she was walking, and then I kind of like stepped forward, like, hi. And then, but I didn't really say anything. And so she stopped, and then we just kind of were standing there. Anyway, maybe one day I'll get to meet her and tell her that hilarious story, you know, when I was a local unknown celebrity. It was a good moment. I'll cherish that.
So you've been an Emmylou fan for a long time, or?
Well, a longish time. I got this Will the Circle Be Unbroken volume that really made me fall in love with her. I know that's could have been in love with her before that, but I wasn't. I just liked her. After that record, I was commuting back and forth to school at Berea College for my last year, and I wore that thing out. And she has two or three songs on there with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and so forth that I was just... Now we have to do some of those in the band because I was like, well, we have to do these.
Me and my best friend Lillian and her coon tick hound dog Gideon. sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shade, singing every song the radio played, waiting for the Alabama sun to go down to redder girls in a redder town, me and Lillian. Just across the line, a little southeast of Meridian. She loved her brother, I remember back when he was fixing up his 49 Indian. Told her little sister, gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. Never made it further than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian. Now he's lying somewhere a million miles from Meridian. There's not much hope for a red dirt girl. Somewhere out there is a great big world. That's where I'm bound. The stars might fall in Alabama. One of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down away from this red dirt town. I'm gonna make a joyful sound. Cross the line in a little southeast of Meridian. Well, she tried hard to love him, but he never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. The thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, keep on falling, there ain't no bottom, there ain't no end, not for Lillian. Nobody knows when she started to skid. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to kill. There won't be a mention in the news of the world of the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian. She never made it further across the line than Meridian. Still fall in Alabama the night she finally laid that hammer down without a sound in the red dirt ground.
In your materials, it talks about all the siblings. Yep. I had sort of imagined maybe one. And are there 10 others?
10 others besides us.
Okay.
Yes.
Our family adopted from Liberia, West Africa. Over a series of years, we accumulated more adopted children through different circumstances, a passion to do that on my parents' part and on our family's part. We had 4 and 2 more and then 2 more and then 1 girl who was never fully adopted. So we ended up with 12. 9 from West Africa, and then the 3, Brenna, myself, and my oldest brother, who are biological. And that was like from 2007 to 2010.
Okay.
During that time. I'm very grateful that our family was able to do that, and it kind of changed the dynamic of the family. Not kind of, it did change the dynamic of the family in a significant way. I played soccer for 4 years because of that, and I played soccer at Berea College because of that, and, you know, music kind of interwove within that, but it was a pretty wild ride there in high school years. So,
oh yeah, imagine having like 10 teenagers, because we're all what's our youngest sibling is 20 now, and then our oldest is 30. So
yeah,
there was 10 teenagers in the house wreaking havoc.
I was gonna reeking socks. I
mean, oh, just there was that too. Reeking. Yeah, the guys' room stunk so bad.
Not as bad as the girls' room.
Uh huh. I hear what you're saying.
I've been waiting to set myself free, but you're always right there in my
Did your dad or mom have another vocation?
Dad's a chemist.
You sort of are too, right?
I mean,
that's your. I mean, that was your study.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I did chemistry, and now I'm a chemist.
Were you all homeschooled when you were kids?
Yeah, all the way through.
Yeah, a couple sibs went off, and I was horrified that they got to go to public school after I was homeschooled all the way through. But I think the youngest two got to go to school. I always just wanted to play sports, you know, on the more competitive teams, but.
And is there not that opportunity in the homeschooling network?
Not as much. You can play in private leagues, and we did some of that, but they're a little more low-key, just depending.
We were involved in, like, co-ops and things that have sports programs. We don't play against high schools. You don't play against public high schools.
In your family, despite the fact that there were so many of you, that you were all sort of supported with all the different kinds of talents you had, were your parents musicians?
Dad can play the trombone, and he did the marching band stuff when he was in high school. And then mom, she was an opera, a student of opera. Yeah.
Sang a lot in show choir and stuff like that growing up. And we sang in choirs from a young age. Community choirs.
Some homeschool choirs.
Church choirs occasionally. When we were going to a church that had that, we would sing in church choirs as well.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross
incredible musicians that play with us. They're phenomenal, and they shine really bright, and we love to make them shine and like give them great solo sections and good singers too. All of them are great singers, so it's just a different dynamic, and we love both.
Who are some of the players that you routinely play with in Nashville?
Our fiddle player is named Maddie Denton. She's from Murfreesboro, and she's won 14 state championships of fiddle stuff. She was a national champ in 2016.
Yeah.
Then we got Mary Meyer on mandolin. That was a lot of M's right there. She used to be in the Meyer Band, had a family band growing up. And then we have Evan Windsor on bass. He's kind of from a bunch of places. Sometimes he has an English accent. Right. He's also from California, so it gets all confusing.
So he might be faking.
He might be lying. Yeah,
no,
we really
it's
don't
like
know.
When he comes back from England, he's kind of like, oh, and then it goes away. That was my English accent.
I had it on wide open plains and selfish gain. I needed nothing. At least that's the way I felt inside. Damn my foolish pride. And there was something in your eyes that made me lie to myself all this time. Now I wonder, why am I in love again? I tried so hard to hold it all in. What am I afraid of? Here I am, hoping it'll pass just like it has before. So I don't have to pick the pieces of my heart up. There is only one thing left to do. Tell you I'm in love. Trying to pretend that I am not in love again. Living in a new world, no boundaries, no limits to my dreams. Broken like a thief one night, and you broke something in me, and it kinda set me free. Maybe something in your eyes that made a spark ignite in my life. Now I wonder, why am I in love again? I tried so hard to hold it all in. Hoping it'll pass just like it has before. So I don't have to pick the pieces of my heart up. There is only one thing left to do. Tell you I'm in love with you. No use trying to pretend that I am not in love. I'm in love. Oh, why am I in love again? I tried so hard to hold it all in. What am I afraid of? Here I am, hoping it'll pass just like it has before. So I don't have to pick the pieces of my heart up. There is only one thing left to do. Tell you I'm in love. No use trying to pretend that I am not in love again.
Is well, I started off to say that I like sad songs typically. This one's upbeat but still sad. It's about a frog that didn't want to live anymore. I got to, you know, observe his mental anguish, I guess, one day as I was sitting watching him, and he was just a random frog. I didn't know him, but strangers can have bad days too, and then you see it, and then he just didn't seem to want to go on anymore. He kept trying to do things, so I'd move him to safety time after time, and then I'm sure since I left, he's moved on to Frog Heaven.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Theo and Brenna, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Theo and Brenna after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Theo and Brenna, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
There's a wicked wind still blowing on that upper deck. And there's an iron cross still hanging from around. And there's a marching band still playing in that vacant lot. Where she held me in her arms one time and said, "Forget me not, Senor, Senor." I can see that painted wagon, smell the tail of the dragon. I can't stand the suspense here anymore. There be any comfort there, Senor? Thank you. sipped in the air was a trail full of fools bogged down in the magnetic field. And a gypsy with a smoking flag and the flashing rain, he said, son, this ain't a dream no more, it's a real thing. Senor, senor, you know their hearts are hard as leather. Let me get it together. I gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, senor, senor, senor. Let's overturn these tables and disconnect these cables. This place don't make sense to me no more. Can you tell me what we're waiting for, senor? Seems like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth to that, senor? She saved him from whiskey, was his constant companion. Could see him out riding at dawn. Gave him a reason to shoulder the season. And now when you see him, he's riding alone. She lay down beside him to touch him and guide him, and turn round his head on the darkest of days. She still sits beside her, remembering her smiling, and whispers to him that old song he would play.
Please lay down beside me, I love you. Never wanted to bid this adieu.
No red river ever ran deeper than an old cowboy's love.
School through your sort of high school years. Does that mean at 18 it was time to go to college?
Maybe I stopped doing school when I was like 10.
Oh, I get it.
I applied to college when I was like 17 and then went when I was 18. I just figured I might as well go when I'm legal age to just get out of the house. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't go earlier. But
did you both always have your sights on Berea?
I did not. I had my sights on a few Nashville schools because I had visited there and had like pretty starry-eyed experiences. And I'm really glad I didn't go to school in Nashville because now that I live there, I'm glad I went when I did. It was better. It was a better fit after I'd been at school. And I honestly probably wouldn't have lived in Nashville if not for Berea because of playing in the bluegrass band at Berea. I actually applied to one school my senior year and wasn't sure if I would even go to school that year. Figured I might like take one more year, and I got into Berea, and so I went.
By the time you all were finished with high school, were you both pretty proficient with your instruments already at that point?
I guess I played a lot of piano when I was younger. Oh. So fiddle and guitar, I needed some work on for sure. Yeah. And
you did.
Al gave me the ability to work on fiddle plenty right away.
Yes.
So I played fiddle mostly in college.
I don't think I was very good at banjo yet either. I mean, we could sing. That was probably the best thing we could do by then. And then Al gave us the chance to really just, well, he just kind of threw us in there. So we just had to be good and better. That really made us work harder because we had a kind of a band going, and then it was time to focus on the family. So then we put that aside for a second, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I do play the banjo, and I'd like to keep doing that forever.
I remember this.
So.
Did you, your chemistry major at Berea?
Yes, I did.
And you also computer science?
Yeah, I went into the CIS program there right away. I wasn't sure if software engineering would be fun necessarily, but I looked at the mean salary for the U.S., and I was like, that looks nice.
That looks fun.
And so I decided to be good at that, at least proficient. I'm very grateful for the professors I had at Berea. They were very patient with me when I didn't understand anything, and then very grateful to get a job once I moved to Nashville in that field.
Gotcha.
Go down to the corner to look at the flowers. I wonder who put them on the side of the road. I say they're wild and you say they're not. They look a little bit too beautiful. Ooh, maybe there's a line around the world that you live in. Ooh, it's a thought that I had. Maybe you haven't given much time. Much time. And were there wildflowers in Eden? Or did Eve plant them all herself in the cool of the evening before the darkness fell? Is it unbridled freedom or the walls of the cell or someone that you believe in? So I'm not talking about something you wrote down a long time ago to keep you on the path. I'm writing in stone, remember the promise, hold on to the place where you're at. Ooh, maybe there's a light around the world that you live in. Ooh, maybe that light is just what I needed all this time. This time. And were there wildflowers in Eden? Or did he plant them all herself in the cool of the evening? Before the darkness fell, is it unbridled freedom or the walls of a cell or someone that you believe in? He's only himself. Darkness fell. Is it unbridled freedom for the walls of a cell or someone that you believe in and he's holy in himself, or someone that you believe in and he's holy in himself?
Brenna decided to work with a hemp processing lab, right? Is that right? Well, is CBD oil just kind of faddish?
I think it is a fad in that people are discovering that it has a legal use of the hemp plant and has similar medicinal properties. In that respect, I think people are like, oh, I can use this. And it's, I think it's the best way that I've seen it work. It's just as a relaxation, like, you know, you can just finally relax. If people with insomnia, I know it helps kids with epilepsy, like seizure stuff. I think it's really beneficial for them. I think it's like discovery fad, but as far as people using it, I think folks that are a little more into essential oils and that kind of thing have been using it for much longer.
Postman delivered a past due bill notice. The alarm clock rang 2 hours late. The garbage man, he left all the trash in the sidewalk, and the hinges fell off of the gate. This morning at breakfast, I spilled all my coffee, and I opened the door on my knees. The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me. Night you came home late, I could tell you'd been drinking. From that old mellow look on your face, I thought it don't matter, 'cause it's the holiday season and you fill such a big empty space. So I lay down beside you, I wanted your loving, 'cause your love makes my life complete. The last thing I needed, the first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me. The last thing, first thing this morning, was to have you walk out on me.
Have you learned in Nashville that you might not have learned if, had you decided to go to, you know, Dayton or Kalamazoo?
The biggest thing about Nashville for me was that the talent that's there. The best musicians that I can imagine in the field that we play in roots music and country music, and honestly, a lot of other genres as well. Nashville's not just country music. All live there and all participate there in a community. We've been very grateful to be like welcomed and respected in some sense in that community for different things, songwriting and, you know, just our drive to succeed in music specifically. And we've got really great friends and support there who have helped us every step of the way, whether it was finding an engineer. You know, we self-produced our first record, so we didn't go with a label. That's always a question. And but again, I think the talent was what was most surprising. And this is true for probably anybody who plays music in their hometown or in a smaller place. It's a big fish, small pond idea. And if you're gaining traction in your hometown, you don't take that to the next level. Nashville's a good place to go to see how you measure up, really, with the rest of the industry.
The deepest ocean is far away, and you want to travel, but you won't stay. Time is drawing lines on your face, and you're watching it run away. You want to drink from the purest water, stand on a mountain and call it your home. You want to see your sons and your daughters grow up happy and grow up strong. And you want a story that reads like a book, one that's worth the time that it took to stand at the bottom and still see the sun and watch the river. Change your mind. You don't remember why you tried to soften the blow somehow. Morning is coming, morning is here. One more day and one more year. Love is sacred, love is kind, but what you want is hard to find. And you want a story that reads like a book, one that's worth at the bottom and still see the sun and watch the river run and watch the river run. I see the river flowing in you. Write your story and watch it come true. Rise with the morning, rise like the tide. It'll give you power, power inside. And you want a story that reads like a book, one that's worth the time that it took to stand at the bottom and still see the sun and watch the river.
Have you ever asked yourself what it would be like to be there without a job in computer science and a job as a chemist?
Might be on the corner.
It's an interesting question as far as that goes, because it's hard to make money in music. It just is. The industry changes, and you know, songwriting is not worth what it used to be. And if we were only pursuing music, if we didn't have that skill set outside of music, I think it would just look different, and it would be higher stakes. Like, I think we would probably approach it roughly the same way, but we probably would both be looking for publishing deals to write more. We would probably be looking to play more in the studio, because there's a lot of money in the studio. But without the need to make that money day to day, we don't have to focus on that stuff, which can be a blessing and a curse. It, you know, we really only focus now on our band and our sound. We do write a lot with our friends. We do co-writes, but other than that, we don't. We're not required.
We've branched ourselves out for a little bit of work in other bands or studio here and there.
Occasionally.
But it's nice to not struggle, I guess, as a starting out musician, because you can, you know, focus on just, you go to work, make your money, and then you can use all of that money to work on your dreams.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Yeah. Those things.
Face down in the dirt by the front porch, you found me. Lost and alone, I had fallen outside your door. And the moment that I saw your face, and I knew it was over, that you picked me up and carried me down to the water, down to the river, washed in the water, washed in the river of life can be over. Life can be over, but just for the moment, still isn't over, it's here in the water, here in the river of life. Now I find life. up in the night. Even as I walk in the newness of life, would you promise me that every single time you find me back where I started, that you'll pick me up and carry me down to the water, down to the river, washed in the water, washed in the river of life can be over. Life can be over, but just for the moment, still isn't over. It's here in the water, here in the river of life. Here in the river of
Theo and Brenna for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. And thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience. It's folks like you who actively support the mission of Red Barn Radio by attending our broadcasts and supporting the great artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on Eventbrite.com/Lexington.
So once again, please give it up for Theo and Brenna here on the Red Barn stage.
Stray dog, I'm a lost exile every single mile, every single time. Without you, without you. Send me your love on the telephone line. Send me your love in the wind. Call me out of this wilderness. I can't wait to see you again. When the music is over and I'm out on the road, going close, and with you I'm carried along, farther along. I know all about it, farther along and wide. I'm out here driving the road and making the most of my time without you, without you. Well, send me your love on the telephone line. Send me your love in the wind. Can't wait to see you again. When the music is over and I'm out on the road, going back to where I've been. Send me your love, send me your love. see you again. When the music is over and I'm out on the road, going back to where I've been. Send me your love, send me your love, send me your love. Oh, send me your love.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Theo and Brenna McMullen for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment, online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.